Let's put the list of players who are on the honours board in front of you for 59, 60, 60, 61. Who would you pick out from those teams as players?
On this one, well, I've mentioned quite a few on the other pages. Dick Smith was an outstanding wing forward. Terry Oxen was so gifted, very, very gifted player. Pace, kick the ball, an eye for an opening.
Let's dwell on Terry Hobson a bit, because he played an awful lot with him.
Did you play with him for Spartans?
No. Oppie played for Gordon League.
Oh, did he? I thought he played.
No, he played for Gordon League. Albeit, before the big building over there and all the apartments around it, that all used to be terraced houses. And I lived in Siebert Street, that's the one just going up the side there. Over there, and Hoppy lived in one of the terraced houses in Union Street. So he is, they call that Clapham over there. That's the, that area is nicknamed Clapham. So Hoppy was very much right in the middle of Clapham, where nearly all the Spartans rugby players came from Clapham. But Terry played for Gordon League. It was probably because you played where your mates were. That's what you did. You didn't play where you lived, although a majority of the Spartans did, but Hoppy played for Gordon League.
But you'd have played against him if you didn't play with him?
No, I didn't play against Terry in local rugby. I'm a couple of years old. I don't know how old I am, more than Terry, I'm not sure.
I think it is a couple of years.
But our paths didn't meet in local rugby at all.
Impression I had.
So I don't think I've ever played against Terry, because he had a little spell at Bath when his father went to work in Bath.
Two, in fact, didn't he? Because he went back down to Bath.
Did he? I know he came up here in a bugger one evening game. And kicked four penalties for Bath to beat us. I was stood over by the clock watching it. Let me see you afterwards. But incredibly gifted, wonderful cricket player as well. Wonderful cricket player, but as a fly half, he was magnificent. He really was.
When did you first play with him for Gloucester?
Well, I mean, if you go through these lists here,
he came from Bath. I think it was in 59.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, it would have been then.
Yeah.
It would have been then.
I've got a report here from the Times, and I wondered if it was the first one. Gloucester. Beat Cambridge University 10-6, and the Times said Gloucester were a team of tough quality with splendid halfbacks, Booth and Hobson.
Goodness me.
And I thought that might,
impressive, isn't it?
Times don't usually talk about Gloucester like that. But I wondered if that was your first match, in fact. It must have been very close to being your first match.
I got quite a good memory on to rugby bits and pieces, but if I was asked the question, which is the first time I ever played with Terry Hobson, in which game, I couldn't answer that, because I'm not sure. But played numerous, lots and hundreds of games with him. I should think it, for Gloucester, probably with the United County and other places.
Yeah.
Could you tell beforehand whether he was going to have one of his magical games?
That's the story, isn't it?
That's the story, but we all have bad games, don't we?
Yeah.
We all have bad games, but when Terry was on form, he was a magnificent player. We had to play a county replay on this ground against Somerset, and it was one of the worst games I've played in, one of the worst games spectators would have watched. But about 10 days before that, they'd selected a combined Gloucestershire and Somerset, so they had to play New Zealand in Bristol. And Oppie and I were awful that day against Somerset, but we'd already been picked to play against New Zealand, and which was on the following Tuesday. And we went to Bristol, and Oppie was the best fly half that they encountered on their tour. He was quite magnificent. The two tries we scored, he was involved in, and the All Blacks spoke favourably afterward. You know, they do a book on all the tours, don't they? And in there you'll find that Oppie, only 48 hours after not playing too well, I was just bad that day, I have to say that, But the pair of us played ever so well against New Zealand, and we only lost by several points.
22-14.
Was it?
And you were leading until very close to the end.
Very close.
I was there.
Were you?
I was there.
Dear me, it was
fantastic.
I thought we were going to do it, actually, but all of us rose to the occasion. And England were due to play them on the following Saturday. Mm. And, of course, the press were all... Why weren't more of these boys in the team? Like, you know, which was rather flattering, but he could rise to the occasion, and he was a very, very, very good player.
Tell us about the understanding that you reached with him.
Well, that comes with playing with the player for so long, wasn't it? I mean, if there was ever the opposition kicked out and it didn't go 10 metres, you had the choice that they kicked it again or a scrum on the halfway line. So most captains, and I certainly did, would say, "We'll have the scrum, please, referee." So it's our pudding because they've kicked out badly, and I never even looked where he was. I knew where he'd be directly behind the scrum, and playing that way, the ball would bounce first time underneath that clock and bounce then up onto the roof, and we'd be down pressing on their line because of their bad kick out. But I didn't look to see if he was going left or he was going right, because I knew that from that part of the game, that area of the game, that he would be directly behind the scrum. But we had all sorts of different signals, you know, the clenched fist was the way he was going to go, or the toe pointing to which way he was going to go, or the touch of the ear, which way he was going to go. But we had a very, very good understanding, and I don't know how many times we played together, but it was an awful lot. Mm. Yeah, but he really was a talented player.
He had wonderful balance, didn't he?
Oh, his pace, huge kick, nice pair of hands, could make some wonderful breaks.
He was very interesting when we talked to him about, you know, the need to create space.
Oh, yeah. Terry always wanted, if he could, and we all do really, want a fluent game. But there are times when you can't play a fluent game. But he could create space. He had that ability to create space, the way he ran his lines. You know, he'd sort of run straight for a bit to keep the back row in, keep the fly half in, and then he'd accelerate on the outside then, where the more space was to give our backs the room. He really was a good player. He really was a good player.
I think you played quite a lot of games with Tom Palmer, didn't you? Tell us about Tom.
Yeah. Tom Palmer was a Cornishman, and a very fine player as well. Tom initially came to this area when his job of work brought him up this way. He was a civil servant, and he joined the Cheltenham club because Terry was obviously our number one fly half in the side in those days. And Terry suffered a severe injury, broke his leg, and Tom then came to join Gloucester and played some quite magnificent games for Gloucester after he joined. He was also a very prominent Cornwall player and was a pain in the neck when Gloucestershire and Cornwall used to play one another. He was quite a hero in Cornwall, at Red Ruth in Camborne. We used to play those county games. And his performances for Gloucester and Cornwall, from those performances, Tom was selected for an end-of-season tour to South Africa in the England team as number two to Alan Old, who was the brother of the Test cricketer Chris Old. Mm. And Tom had a very successful tour with England. But it was a privilege to play with Tom. I hate to go back to that ill-fated cup final, but I think you'll find that Tom dropped a goal in that match. But he certainly was a very good player. And in the old days, the outside arms, I wouldn't say left all the tackling to the back row, but the back row were the ones that were out and about making lots of tackles. But Tom almost pushed people out of the way to make tackles. He was a different style of outside half to quite a number of those. He liked to get into the hustle and bustle of the game, tough as teak, and brought off some magnificent try-saving tackles for Gloucester. But I enjoyed playing with Tom. It was a privilege.
Did you play long enough with him to get the same sort of understanding as you did with Terry Hobson?
Probably not, but we had a wonderful understanding. I mean, all the outside halves all the halfbacks used to have different signals, whether you touched your ear, you put your... I remember one fly half I played with, the hand on the hip, which would look rather dainty now in front of the Gloucester supporters, wouldn't it? Was the way that the outside half was going to go. Another one, you pointed your toes and or you just touched your nose or something like that. But no, I thought our combination was very solid and very, very together, as was mine with Terry. So it was a thrill to play with both of those players.